Well, interesting thing. Sometimes not just one bow, but a few bows, right?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Multiple times.
Multiple bows.
Hi. I think it's just a habit.
One more interesting thing is like, if a Japanese person does shake your hand, they might use two hands. One hand grasping yours and one more on the outside.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Some people do that.
So just a little FYI, just some information in case someone does shake your hand in that manner. Okay, now let's take a closer look into these phrases for learning Japanese. Naomi-sensei, what was the phrase for hello used in the dialogue?
Konnichiwa.
Hello. It's not konnichiwa, it's konnichiwa. You really have to hit the N sound in there, the N syllable before ni. Naomi-sensei, one more time?
Sure. Konnichiwa.
And please break it down by syllable.
Ko-n-ni-chi-wa. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Right.
Now, when can we use this phrase?
It's like hello. It's used mainly in the daytime.
This phrase is polite enough for use in formal situations too, right?
Hai, right.
Okay, let's look at the next phrase. After saying hello, Mr. Tanaka said,
Hajimemashite.
Can you say it again?
Hajimemashite.
Now please, break it down by syllable. Everybody, please listen closely. Hearing it syllable by syllable will really help you pick up the sounds of Japanese.
Ha-ji-me-ma-shi-te. Hajimemashite.
It literally means for the first time. But in English, you don't say that when you meet someone for the first time.
It's like nice to meet you in English.
Perfect translation. And it's a very good phrase to use when you're meeting someone for the first time. After Mr. Tanaka says this, he then says,
私はTanakaです.
I'm Tanaka. Now, this is his last name. We're going to look at this closer in just a minute, but he's giving his last name. Ms. Suzuki says exactly the same thing, right?
Right. She said, 私はSuzukiです.
I'm Suzuki. Again, we're going to look into the grammar and the structure of this sentence in just a minute. Now let's look at what Ms. Suzuki said after she gave her name.
よろしくお願いします.
Naomi-sensei, one more time, please.
よろしくお願いします.
Please remember this phrase. Please remember this phrase. It's an interesting one. For one thing, there's no real equivalent in the English language, but you hear it all the time.
All the time.
Especially when you meet someone for the first time. Now, I'm going to ask you a tricky question. What does it mean?
Okay. よろしく means well. お願いします means please, or I'm begging you, or could be do me a favor. So literally, do me a favor, please, or be nice to me.
The reason I said this was a tricky phrase is the meaning can change depending on the context, depending on how it's used. In this case, you're meeting someone for the first time. So when you use it, when you meet someone for the first time, its implication is please look favorably upon me.
Oh.
Please be nice to me. Again, this is the context. Use it in a different context. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu can mean something completely different. Naomi-sensei, to help us memorize this phrase, can you give us a phrase used in the dialogue, but break it into two parts? The first part will be yoroshiku, and the second part will be onegaishimasu.
Okay. Yoroshiku. 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 And the second part is お願いします. お願いします. お願いします.
All together?
よろしくお願いします. よろしくお願いします. よろしくお願いします.
よろしくお願いします.
Right.
Let's move on to the grammar section. Now, don't be scared of grammar. I know the big bad G word, but grammar is important, and if explained properly, it will help you see things in a whole new light. We're going to try to do that right now. In this grammar section, you'll learn how to say your name in Japanese. In the dialogue, Mr. Tanaka said,
私はTanakaです.
I am Tanaka. Let's break down this phrase. The first word is
私.
In this context, it means I. Next we have
wa.
This is a topic marking particle. Wa is a concept we'll get into much later. But for now, we'll tell you that it's a particle that indicates what you're going to be talking about.